Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. It's a soggy Thanksgiving weekend for parts of the country, but out west, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says wildfires could be a problem.
Southern California Edison saying they may have to cut off power because the conditions are going to be so dangerous for wildfire creation. That is something that you need to keep in mind as you're perhaps grilling outdoors or maybe frying a turkey in Southern California. Just be really careful. Any sort of fire starts will get spread incredibly quickly with winds gusting in some spots above 60 miles an hour, particularly in the LA mountains.
Red flag warnings are in effect all along the coast. Thanksgiving often marks the beginning of the charitable giving season, but CBS's Jill Schlesinger tells us you got to be careful.
There are a few best practices for giving. Beware of scam artists posing as a charity. Do not donate over the phone or give out personal information if you're not sure it's a trusted organization. To find out if a charity is legitimate, look them up on the IRS's tax-exempt organization search tool.
Police still don't know who murdered four University of Idaho students. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The location of the murder weapon, a fixed blade knife, is still unknown. Police are keeping details they do have under lock and key, including audio of the 911 call, the names of the surviving roommates, and the names of those at the house who spoke to dispatchers during the call, citing case integrity. The lack of information is a pain point for Kaylee Consalves's already grieving family.
We all want to play a part in helping, and we can't play a part if we don't have any real substantial information to work from.
Investigators say the students were likely sleeping when they were attacked. President Biden called to offer condolences this morning to the two owners of Club Q, where five people were killed in Colorado Springs. He says he's fighting hate and gun violence.
Can you do anything about gun laws during a lame duck, sir?
I'm going to try.
What will you try and do?
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
During the lame duck?
I'm going to do it whenever I got to make that assessment as I get in and start counting the votes.
That could be tough with Republicans taking control of the House soon. Cristiano Ronaldo is now the first male soccer player to score at five World Cups. His penalty shot helped Portugal beat Ghana 3-2.
Ronaldo! And of course, he's done it!
Play-by-play on Fox Sports, the win comes days after he terminated his contract with Manchester United. And Elon Musk took another poll and tweeted today the suspended Twitter accounts are coming back. He says the people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week. Donald Trump and Kanye West were allowed back last week. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
It's Black Friday all week at Staples with huge savings on HP Tech. This week, save $130 on the HP LaserJet Pro 4101 FDWE printer. This laser printer is perfect for small businesses, delivering maximum productivity with blazing fast print speed for up to 10 users. And right now at Staples, save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 11/26.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages, discovery runs deep.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 26. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 44. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Jim Leonard Radio Show. Brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Jim Leonard Show. As the regular season winds down, the Badgers taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Saturday, Senior Day, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, the longest-running rivalry in major college football. Kickoff will be at 2:30 at the camp. It is rivalry week, so of course you have this game at the end of the schedule. It's not always the case, but more often than not in recent years, as we're joined by Badgers head coach Jim Leonard, and let me ask you this. This is probably a question that I should pose to you in June, because you're trying to get ready for a game here, but you know, I just mentioned this is the last game, and it's always billed by the television partners, rivalry week. Does it make sense to keep this? I don't know how those future schedules are going to shake out, but shouldn't Wisconsin and Minnesota always play at the end of the regular season?
I believe we should. It's an amazing rivalry, obviously the longest in college football, so it means a lot to people around the country and obviously here at Wisconsin. So I've spoken many times about how I feel about rivalries and traditions. Like, that is college football to me. That's why I loved it as a kid and continue to love it and want to be a part of it. So I definitely think this game should remain at the last one on the schedule every year.
Oh, coming off a game like last Saturday, if I said emotionally charged, that probably doesn't do justice to it. Only you folks really know what it was like. The rest of us could try to imagine. But to come back in a game like that, and you knew it was going to be tough because the conditions were bad again, it seems like it says a lot for these kids, Jim, to be able to. I mean, things were going wrong and like, oh, here we go again. And they didn't really think that way, did they?
Yeah, the players have had so many reasons this last half of the season to kind of check out or take the easy way out, and they've continued to push and become closer, play better, win games. You know, finding a way to win a tight game like that was huge for this football team. We really haven't done it yet. And you add on top of that the emotions of the week and everything that happened, down in Virginia and with so many of our players being close, we talked it. And to come out with a win, you could just kind of see the weight lifted at the end of that thing and the emotions poured out of a number of players. And that was tough to see as a coach. You know how much they put into it and what that game meant, bigger than a lot of fans could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And to the game itself, we're going to hear from Michael Furtney here later in this program, but he talked about that, the quarterback sneak about a yard and a half away, but he said that's what they wanted. That's what the O-line wanted. He said Bortolini said we was pushing for it. I guess that's kind of cool, especially when it works. I guess we can circle back to it, but it's a little bit of ownership there that I would imagine you appreciate as a coach, right?
Yeah, you're proud as a coach, right? They got confidence in themselves and they won. It's a mentality play, right? QB sneak, right? Can you create enough movement to get in the end zone or to get a first down, and for the offensive line to be begging for it? It makes you proud, and you kind of see the confidence. And they earned that confidence throughout the game. They were moving the ball. They were running the ball effectively all game long, and they felt great at the end of that thing, and they knew they would get it done. And just proud of them. It's fun. It hasn't always been pretty this year.
Before I forget, because obviously the defense had to continue to play well, which it did. You had the complimentary football in the fourth quarter. Dean Ingram had a couple of nice returns for you, too. We talk about it when things don't go well. I don't know if I mention it or we, in my end of the business, mention it enough when it does. And was it a 50-yard return? No, but he gave you positive yards. And one of those chances was not easy, but had the good hands and made the play. I know that might get lost on the outside. I'm guessing with you and the staff and everybody in the locker room, it doesn't get lost at all. That was important.
Yeah, absolutely not. Those were huge in the game. And we mentioned the weather and just how difficult it was. And, you know, sometimes I think watching on TV, you don't quite get the full effect of, you know, the cold, the wind, the conditions as they truly are on the field. And to catch punts in those conditions is extremely difficult. I've done it for a long time. And to create an extra first down for an offense who's struggling is priceless. And we were able to do that twice in the second half and late in the game. And it's huge, you know, starting that last drive on the 50 with timeouts, you know, that changed everything on how you're able to handle that situation. And I think it kept our guys calm and allowed the playbook to truly be wide open going down. And on top of that, then guys made plays, you know, they executed at a high level and they made big plays. And that's what it takes to win in the Big Ten.
The only thing I could think of when Isaac Guerrero laid out, it's like, oh, he's going back, turning back the clock to high school days, you know, and making those, you know, probably making catches like that at times back in Indiana. But that's to your point. Sometimes you just have to make a play, and that's one that hopefully we can look back on and circle saying that that's a big one here moving forward for this program.
Yeah, I think it will be, you know, and it's funny because fans, I think, they can kind of pick and choose if things don't go well and, you know, all right, season's over, let's move on, create and develop. And, you know, how do we think about the future? We're playing to win, right, every week, and we want to get better. And we may not have hit all the goals this season, but we have some big ones out there and how we want to finish this thing off. And we have a very prideful group of coaches. We have a very prideful group of players. And, you know, we want to perform at a high level all the time. And to see these guys just kind of keep their head down, not worry about the noise outside and work and come out with a win, you know, that meant a lot to them. And we got to continue to find ways to get that done. And, you know, that one earned us a bowl game, which is another huge opportunity for this team.
Yeah. What helped also was to get Ches Malusi back. You know, we were here last week thinking, okay, you got to be smart with him. And you were, but he needed to play, right, with Braylon in and out of the lineup. I don't know if you had a specific touch pitch count with him, but, man, I don't know if it's fresh legs or whatever, but forget the rust. It seemed like he came out there and made some things happen for you.
Yeah, I love Ches and the way he runs, the passion he plays with, and we needed him in a big way, especially when Braylon got banged up, which he has been for a while. Now the fact that you can share the load between three backs and feel more comfortable with it. You mentioned just the pop that he had. You know, he was finishing run with aggressiveness and always falling forward, gaining the extra yard, gaining 2 yards. And, you know, that sets the mentality with the O-line. They feel that, right? The defense, they feel that. They see that energy and how somebody's finishing, and it's contagious. So it was huge to get him back. We have to be smart because he missed enough time, but definitely was his role was impacted when Braylon wasn't 100%, and he stepped up to the plate and got it done for us.
I can't remember if I would talk to you about it or if it was Paul about Ches after he got hurt last November at Rutgers, and then, you know, I saw him in the spring, and I thought, whoa, been in the weight room a little bit, that upper body, and to the point where maybe you had to, you know, dial it back a little bit. But I guess my point is he wasn't sitting around feeling sorry for himself. He said, okay, while my leg is getting, you know, worked on and doing all the things there, I want to work on my upper body. And it's not like he was petite when he got here from Clemson, but it seemed like he put that time to some pretty good use to get a little bit stronger, didn't he?
He did. He loves to work. He absolutely loves to work. And you know, that knee injury was really hard on him mentally, and it took him a little time to bounce back, as happens with a lot of players who get hurt and have kind of big injuries. It really disrupts kind of their plan. And he got over it quickly, and he put in work. He understood what he had to improve to be successful in the Big Ten and to continue to growing as a running back. And you mentioned adding a little bit of weight, putting some more strength on in the ways that he could under those circumstances. And he's just fun to be around, man. He wants the football, he wants to win, and he wants to be on that field every single snap, which is great to have. We got to dial him back every once in a while and get him to understand we have more players like Braylon and Isaac who are game changers as well, and you know, we're at our best when we're using all of them.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to Braylon here in this last portion of this segment here, I think some people would understand if he said, you know, I want to maybe sit this out. That doesn't seem to be part of who he is, though, unless it's to the point where it's not helping to get out there. I got to really salute that. I mean, this guy is doing everything he can to get himself ready every week. I'm not sure every star player would do that.
That's definitely not the case. He is a competitor. He wants to play. He knows how much work he puts in, and you don't want to miss games when you do that. You do not want to be watching your teammates play when you know the work that you've put in, and you want to contribute to wins and you want to be great leaders. He's chasing the highest of goals in this program, and they're pretty high with the tradition of our running backs, and you salute that. We as coaches have to protect him. We have to take care of him, and obviously his load ramped up significantly after Chez got hurt, and he's feeling the effects of it, and you know, we have to be smart, and hopefully we're able to continue to get, you know, his impact on games, but take care of him at the same time.
All right, we'll take a break. Badgers and the Gophers on Saturday, 2:30 kick at Camp Randall Stadium. More of the Jim Leonard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't be at the actual game? Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point of sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
We'll Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Badgers and the Gophers coming up on Saturday. Our coverage starts at 12:30. Kickoff at the camp will be 2:30 on Senior Day as we continue with head coach Jim Leonard. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Badgers offensive lineman Michael Ferdinand. You said at the top, you've mentioned multiple times what the college game means with rivalries and Senior Day being a part of it. I know I asked you for your television show what that was like for you, and I think I asked Fertney about how he thinks he's going to feel as he's introduced on Saturday. And I guess you can get an idea of how you think you're going to feel, but until you're actually introduced, you don't really know, do you?
You don't. I mean, there's a number of guys that you feel are pretty in control of their emotions or a low emotion type of people, and sometimes it hits them a little bit more than they expect, and then there's a handful that they are very emotional, and you kind of know the emotions will be flowing, but it hits you a little bit differently because you just realize how much you've put into this, you know, going back to high school all the way through. And it doesn't matter if you think you have a future in the NFL or not, there's questions at that point of, man, is this my last game? And like you said, you go through a lot of different thoughts in your head, and it takes you to some weird places. And we've seen some funny things in the first drive or two. Hopefully that's not the case this week. Mm-hmm. You get the emotions in check. But, sometimes there's surprises, things, players that mm-hmm. are usually consistent that all of a sudden got some water in their eyes or just trying a little bit too hard early in the game.
I always say, too, and we mentioned this on your television show as well, that I've always thought with athletes that once they're past their playing careers, their definition of a bad day is going to be a little different than those of us who did not play at a major college level. Just stuff that annoys the rest of us is like, you guys, like, yeah, okay, whatever. Let's figure it out and let's move forward. I would think with this class and maybe the last couple, it's even more so, given from COVID to everything else, either football-related or life-related, obviously what this team has dealt with in the last couple of weeks. Seems to me they're going to be more prepared than most for what lies ahead post-college career.
I think they will. You learn a lot through adversity, and unfortunately, this senior class has had a bunch on the field and off the field, and expectations have been met in some cases, and in other areas with the program, they have not. So this group knows a lot about their true character, who they can count on, who they can rely on, and it's going to be fun to see where they go and what they can accomplish after their careers, whether that's on the field or off. So it's always bittersweet as a coach to see a season coming to the end, and but at the same time, it gives you a lot of excitement for the future. You see the just that big brother mentality and the passing the torch on to other people on the team, and it makes you proud as a coach because that's what you hope happens. And as coaches, it just rejuvenates you again of like, let's go make it better. You know, let's go make it better for the next class and continue to strive for greater things.
Well, we all know how the script should play out. If you're a Wisconsin fan, you know how it should play out. Minnesota has other ideas. And the thing you mentioned on Monday, you don't have to like them, but you respect them with what they do. They're not overly fancy, but my goodness. Those offensive linemen, it seems like people talk about Wisconsin's offensive linemen over the years and the size. Goodness. And tight ends that are 270, this is like Dag Retzlaff, John Sigmund era size here. They're just, they're big and they're really good at what they do, correct?
Yeah, you have to respect any team that truly has an identity, right? Whether that's offense, defense, special teams, right? When you turn on the tape of a Minnesota team, you see their identity every single week, and you give them credit for that. You know, they know how they want to win games, and they're going to force you to play a certain way, and they want to win the physical battle. So yeah, I respect that. You know, I want to win. You know, we've been raised to not like Minnesota, and I think that's a good thing. But I do respect the way that they play because they believe in it. You know, they have a lot of confidence, and they're playing good football right now.
They have the best third down percentage in the Big Ten, and I think they're top three nationally. Would I be right in assuming that they get a lot of third and threes instead of third and eights?
Absolutely. You know, they want to stay in front of the sticks. It's, you know, kind of a triple option mentality in some ways, where they're going to run the football, and if they're ahead of the sticks, they're going to make it a long day for you. They're not going to get cute. They're going to they know when they're in control on offense, and they're going to apply pressure that way, and they do a tremendous job of staying in manageable situations. If they're not, they're patient. They're willing to punt and play defense if they have to, and shorten the game up. And they're a team that you'd love to get a lead on. You'd love to jump out and put pressure on them and force them to get a little bit more aggressive at times.
One of the things I've heard people describe about with Muhammad Ibrahim, their outstanding running back, is that, like, where do you try to hit this guy? Because whatever he's listed at, they figure that's probably not true. And his weight is 210, and he runs heavier than that. But is there something to be said for that? Does he get low, and it's like, where do you try to wrap up this guy when he's going downhill?
Yeah, his pad level and his balance are very impressive. And the consistency in which he runs, you know, there's not many backs in the country doing what he's doing. And he's played that way for a long time. So a lot of respect for him. You know, he's a warrior. He's been through a lot within his career and just continues to get better. And I can imagine he's a great leader for that program, just with the example that he puts out on tape week in and week out. And the style of play and the mentality that they want, that's him. And it's pretty impressive to watch. But yeah, there's not many soft areas to hit when he's carrying the football. He's going to make you earn it if you want to get him on the ground.
I've used a comparison, I probably shouldn't, but I did, just based on his workload lately. It's like Ron Dayne, you know, in the 90s here, and that he's getting 34, 35 rushing attempts per game over the last five games. One of those guys that in the fourth quarter, when the defense might be tiring out, he's not. Is that a part of it with him?
He's very durable right now. I mean, he's handling a huge load, and he doesn't seem to be slowing down. So it's a credit to him and the work he puts in. Obviously, he's in tremendous shape, and he has that mentality that he's going to wear people out. So it's impressive to see this late in the game, when you know they want to run the football, and they're going to do whatever it takes to run the football, and having the set success that they are, kind of just feeding him and letting him set the tone week in and week out. It's pretty impressive.
And defensively, again, I don't know if they get a lot of, you know, play for this, but they're statistically, they're, you know, one of the top defenses in the country. We talked about Iowa a couple of weeks ago, and they keep things relatively simple. What is it with Minnesota defensively? Is it in some ways similar philosophically, or do they go about it a little bit differently?
I think it's a little bit different than the way Iowa does it. It's a little bit different. It's probably between us and Iowa. They're a little bit more multiple than some teams. Very disciplined. You know, very disciplined on defense. I think quietly over the last two or three years have been playing defense as well as almost anybody in the country. So they've had some great players. They've had some game changers on that side of the ball, and they've always played a disciplined style of football, and they're willing to be patient on that side of the ball as well when they need to. But they've done a great job of creating turnovers and creating possessions for that offense. And so once again, it's a full team effort with the style of play that they have, and really just the identity, you know, the patience and the physicality, and they're going to force you to beat them play in and play out.
Get too much into weather talk here, but you guys have had pretty awful conditions the last 3 weeks. I don't want to jinx this, but it's supposed to be pretty nice on Saturday. You're going to go out, just wear golf shirts? It says it's going to be upper 40s and maybe not howling winds. Probably going to seem like the tropics.
I think our guys will appreciate maybe a little bit nicer day than we've had recently. I don't need to be a hero. As a coach, I don't get to play. I had plenty of games I didn't wear sleeves and tried to be the tough guy, but it's not my job anymore as a coach. I'll be plenty warm, but I think our players will appreciate a little bit nicer weather than we've had.
See, it backs up the claim. As you get older, you get a little bit more wisdom. At least some people do. You do. I can't really speak for myself in that regard. So Badgers and the Gophers on Saturday at 12:30 is our airtime, 2:30, the kick at Camp Randall. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll hear from Badgers offensive lineman Michael Furtney, one of 15 Badgers being introduced as seniors making their final Camp Randall appearance. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus a lot of other things, too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, The Matt McNeil Show, with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 26. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 44. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 32. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Highs around 51. Saturday, under sunny skies. 39. Sunday, mixed precipitation possible at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
At clarybuilding.com.
Continuing with the Jim Leonard Show, time for the player portion of tonight's coaches program. And we'll visit this week with Michael Furtney, one of 15 Badgers, one of the 15 who have chosen to make this their senior walk, coming out of the tunnel, being greeted by family and friends, always an emotional part of senior day in this Wisconsin Badgers program. Michael started 7 of the first 11 games for Wisconsin. Remember, this offensive line is at 8 different combinations starting games this season. But the 7 starts for Michael, getting ready for number 8 here against the Gophers. He had 2 starts in his career coming into this 2022 season, the Duke's Mayo Bowl against Wake Forest, and last year at Camp Randall in the win against Iowa. So certainly the playing time has increased quite a bit for him, part of that offensive line that ran the ball really well in the game against Nebraska last week, including those clutch fourth quarter drives that allowed Wisconsin to come back from being down 2 scores when it looked very bleak. We caught up with Michael earlier this week, and we asked him to share what the feeling was going into that fourth quarter when they were staring down the barrel of an 11-point deficit. Michael, let's walk through that. It's 14-3 in the fourth quarter. You're on the road. Nebraska's fired up, thinking they might beat the Badgers for the first time in 10 years. They always say that, you know, the confidence can never waver, and obviously it didn't with you guys. Take us through what was the mood fourth quarter when you knew that you needed to score a couple times.
It was just determined. I mean, we
felt like we'd been running the ball good all game, and we just needed to kind of just keep that consistency up, keep it tied together. And I don't think, like you said, the confidence, I don't think it really wavered. It was funny, Graham, we were in the huddle, we were in like a huddle on one of the timeouts or before the fourth, I can't remember exactly when it was. And he said, hey guys, it's simple as this. We go out there, we score, defense gets a stop, we go out there and we score again, we win this game. And that's what we went out and that's what we did. I mean, he said as simple as that, and it kind of, obviously, you know, it's a little bit more details than that, but I think that was our mindset. It was like, nothing changes. It's still, obviously the scoreboard's up there, but the goal's still the same. We're still out there to win that game. So I think that's just what we were just all had the same, we're all on the same page, all wanted to do the exact same thing, all driven towards a common goal.
On the sneak, it always seems like in plays like that, it takes forever and a day before the official signal touchdown. Obviously, they're trying to sift through everything and try to see where the ball is. It seemed like forever watching it. Down on the bottom of it all, how did it seem for you?
I was honestly just so excited we got that call. I was on the field telling Tippmann, and I was like, dude, they just need to call us a sneak. We can do it. Look, we got this. Like, we have them on their back foot right now. The way we're playing, I was like, we can do this. Little I know that Bortolini sprinted off the field and went right up to coach and told him to call the sneak and said, call this. And he's like, we'll get you a touchdown. I promise you that. Like, and we were talking, no communication, anything. And I think that's just something right there is like, it was kind of like, I think when we did it and we were going through, luckily enough for me, I had to pick out the shade, and I was able to sneak in right to my left. So luckily enough, I knew right away that it was going to be in. So I was already juiced up the minute I got up. So
that's always what with football in today's world, a lot of, you know, it's spread, it's, you know, get out in space and all that. But you always hear people say that that situation is the game in its purest form. Mm-hmm. It's you big dudes up front against their big dudes. I would imagine as an offensive lineman, those are the kind of moments, because this wasn't about half a yard away. This was a yard and a half. There was a little bit of space to cover for this. But you probably live for those kind of moments, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm one of those guys that physicality is my favorite part of the game. So when you're out there, I mean, they know exactly what's coming. I mean, we cut down our splits. I mean, there's no other play where every single lineman has a half-foot splits. I mean, especially when we've been doing foot-and-a-half splits all game. You see us cut them down. Graham's right up there. We have eye formation. I mean, they know exactly what's coming. We know what we're doing. And it's just kind of like one of those things that, like, it's you telling the defense, hey, we think we can just go right up the middle and run you guys over. And, I mean, it's – and they're going to think, hey, no, you can't. So, like you said, it's really that pure form of football where everybody, especially O-linemen, if you like that physicality, which I hope as O-linemen you do, that's what you dream of.
I would hope that you guys as a group have gotten the respect from the people who matter the most, because it's been, what, 8 different combinations now starting games in the first 11. And you guys have persevered through that. You stayed ready. You know, you've been in. Now you're back in there, obviously, at right guard. Take some pride in what you guys have had to, you know, to deal with the injuries and everything else, what you've had to overcome to get yourself into this situation.
Well, I mean, we do. But at the same time, I think with kind of the adversity as a team that we've felt this year, it kind of puts in perspective how small some things are and how as much as certain things are tough. You still got to look at it from the perspective of I'm still playing football, and regardless of any situation, you always got to play to be ready. I think that's the mindset everybody has. So, like I said, in the grand scheme of things, it is tough, but I think with the adversity we've gone through as a team this year has helped put in perspective of less so that woe is me feeling, and more so just we got to play football and go out and play football well.
Yeah, this year and period, you're one of the 15, right? You're going to take the senior day, all that goes with it. I was talking to Coach Leonard about that. He says it hits everybody different. His personal experience, it even hit him a little more than he thought in the moment. What do you think that's going to be like for you coming out of the tunnel?
I've always been a person that everybody always tells me I deal with with emotions weird. I can see it as one of those things that hits me late. I definitely think it'll be something that hits me hard just because this has been something. I'm 22 now, and it's been something for, it's been my life for a little under, I guess, 25% of my life. So when you're kind of closing that page and you're in the book, it's going to hit hard regardless. So I think it's going to be one of those things that I wake up the next morning and I kind of feel. But as you know, Coach Leonard said, you never really know how you're going to feel until you're in the moment and you're out there surrounded with all the guys you showed up with. And, you know, you're out there with your family. And I don't know, it's kind of one of those things you got to wait till you be in the moment for.
I would think, and I got to talk with your coach about this too, that you guys, you mentioned this year what you guys have had to push through. But I think your class, your group of 15, I mean, you think, you know, 2 years ago, COVID and off again, on again, season, you guys have dealt with a lot. Yeah. You feel like that whatever lies ahead for you moving forward, you're going to be more prepared maybe than most senior classes, you know, than, you know, this year. Obviously, the last couple of years they've dealt with it. You feel like you're prepared for whatever might come your way after yeah. Wisconsin?
It's one of those sayings. It's smooth seas never made skilled sailors. And I never asked for anything easy. My second year, I posted a thing on my wall. Every single day I walk out of my bedroom and I walk out and I'd see it. And it said, it was this quote by this guy who was born with a birth defect, blah, 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 long story. But a general saying was, a life without adversity is a life I don't want to live. Just because a life without like challenges, I mean, what's the point, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's just kind of the mindset a lot of us have had. We've had to go through one thing after the next, and I just think we just keep continuing to grow from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have. Easy is boring, right? Exactly. Easy is, you got to fight through it, right?
Yeah, the hard things make the good things worth it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Shifting to this game, Minnesota, Paul Bunyan's axe. Put in your words what it would mean. Take a lap around this field with the axe in your hand.
Oh, I mean, it's one of those things, like, when you show up here, it's inbred into you a distaste for Minnesota. It's one of those things that's like, the sky is blue, the sun's going to rise, and Wisconsin hates Minnesota, you know? And it's as simple as that. I feel that in my bones, you know? It's so to go out there and get the opportunity would mean something really special to me. It'd be something... be a good way to head off this career for me.
That's Badgers senior right guard Michael Fertney, and that's this week's player portion of the coach's program. Stay with us. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check in with Mike Lucas as the Jim Leonard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields,
Winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Continuing with the Jim Leonard Show, joined now by Mike Lucas. This is always, if it's not my favorite game of the year, it's pretty darn close to it. The battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. I've seen a few. You've seen more than a few through the years. I mean, it's just, it's such a cliche to say throw out the records because, you know, these guys have been chasing big, big prizes. But this game always matters a ton for both sides. And I think this history of this series would suggest it, a true rival.
No, very true. And I think you've spoken to enough players over the years that they'll buy into the rhetoric to a certain point until they actually get to a Minnesota-Wisconsin game week. And then they realize that the urgency is totally different. And then when they play in that first game between the Gophers and the Badgers, afterwards they talk about the rivalry like no other. Because you have to experience it more so than anything else. And we both had the opportunity, the privilege to see a lot of Minnesota-Wisconsin games over the years, some good, some not so good. But it never disappoints, I think, because of what's on the line, the pride that's involved with this border battle. You can type it any way you want, but there's some truth in it, a lot of truth in it, that these guys take it seriously, more so than any other rivalry on the schedule.
Yeah, I would agree. I remember talking to Paul Crist one of the years where the Badgers went into that game having clinched the division championship. They were going to Minneapolis regardless, and the question was posed, does this take anything away from the Minnesota game? And his answer was very simple, no. Because he lived it. You know, as a player, Jim Leonard lived it as a player. They know what it's all about.
And that's why listening to Jim Leonard at his Monday press conference, he just matter-of-factly came out and said, I don't like him. Right? And that's, everybody would tell you that if they were honest, they'd say the same thing. I just don't like him on both sides of this rivalry. Yeah. They don't like Wisconsin. Wisconsin doesn't like Minnesota.
Yeah, he said, don't like him. I respect him. I talked to Michael Furtney about that, too. He said, yeah, you know, the sun's going to rise, the sky's going to be blue, and we hate Minnesota. It's just, and it's a guy not from Wisconsin, but to your point a couple of minutes ago, you find out fast if you're unfamiliar. You know, I came here, what's this? Paul Bunyan's axe, 1988, and I saw what it meant. The one game that the Badgers won that year, but I saw what it meant.
And that's why it's so important that this game is the final regular season game every year.
Yep.
Not every so often, but every year. And when it wasn't, it took something away from it, at least from my perspective.
No, I think it's rivalry week, right? We talk about that in college football all the time. You got all these great matchups, the old Oaken Bucket game, Indiana-Purdue, obviously Ohio State-Michigan. This is the longest-running rivalry in major college football, Wisconsin and Minnesota. Ironically, though, in a game that, and I agree with you, it should always be at the end of the season, one of the most memorable for me was one that was in the middle of October, the game up at the Metrodome, 2005, Minnesota's running ball like crazy. Glenn Mason had a great offensive line, great running backs, and it came down to several plays, but the blocked punt in the end.
And to be honest, most of those games that were staged in the Metrodome, it was pinball football. And it just, right, video games.
Yep.
There was something exciting, good or bad, in every game that was staged in that venue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think Aaron Stecker along.
Venue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think Aaron Stecker, a long kickoff return, was it a John Hall, right? A 60-yard field goal, a lot of memorable moments. And, you know, you go back 20 years to Camp Randall, Mike, and Anthony Davis running for 300 yards. Jim Leonard getting two picks, as he reminded us all, but that was a game I remember, right? You know, you and I talked with some folks afterwards where the message was, okay, Anthony, okay, Brooks Bollinger,
you got to kind of carry this thing, and they did.
Well, they wanted to carry it into a bowl game, so they had to beat the Gophers.
Yep.
I think it's interesting to note that Jim Leonard's been on both sides, good and the bad of this rivalry. He's 2-2.
Yep.
So he understands the frustration and just the emptiness of not winning the axe or getting the axe taken away. I still remember, it's one of my worst memories, at least from a perspective of a spectator, was Reese Lloyd, a place kicker, hitting a game winner and running across the field to get the axe. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was on that team, the opposite sideline.
Yeah, Badgers got a little walk-off payback 2 years ago. Colin Larson overtime kicking the Badgers to a win as the cardboard cutouts went crazy at Camp Randall Stadium. I remember Reese Lloyd, and that was after that the long winning streak in the series for Wisconsin started. But just one game separates these programs historically, which tells you what a rivalry truly is. Mike, I want to risk getting way ahead of myself here, and I'll say it more as a hopeful scenario, but Wisconsin's comeback last week, we know Nebraska's struggling, we all get that, so are the Badgers. But when it's 14-3, I'll admit, I really didn't give Wisconsin much of a chance to come back. I would like to think that as this program moves forward, that they could at some point look back to that game in Nebraska and say, all right, it was a tough year, a lousy week, on and off the field for these guys, but they came back, found a way to win it, and maybe that could be a turning point.
No, I would agree, and I would think there's a strong possibility that this game in particular is something that this program can build on. I think back to last year, Matt, Wisconsin couldn't finish. The Badgers just didn't play well in the fourth quarter of a lot of games where they could have won. I think back to early this season against Washington State. That game was there for the taking, but they couldn't muster enough offense in the fourth quarter. The first sign that I thought, a positive sign, late game sign, was at Michigan State. Jim was the interim coach then. Where they rallied in the fourth quarter to get into overtime. It didn't come out the way they wanted to, losing in double overtime. But that was a positive. It was a step forward, even if he took two back after the defeat. And then on Saturday, there's no question. Rallying on the road under terrible weather conditions said a lot about what's inside some of these guys and the character that this team has. We didn't know about it. Right? Nobody knew about it. We were even saying during the broadcast they had yet to establish an identity up until that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the hope now, that will be their identity moving forward.
Yeah, I thought when we mentioned before the game, you'd find out in cold, windy conditions who really wanted to be out there. Badgers were coming off a tough outing the week before in cold, windy, miserable conditions. Well, they answered that question, you know, and I think we would have said that either way, because they're out there, they're playing extremely hard. Yeah, they were mistake-prone offensively, but the way the defense hung in there, we saw the complementary football, particularly in that fourth quarter, that hopefully can carry over.
We also saw the value of having depth at tailback. I mean, Braylon Allen got a key run for Wisconsin, a 22-yard run, but when Allen was banged up, when he had to leave the game, you had Isaac Garendo with a tremendous catch to keep a drive alive. And you had Ches Malusi with a 5-yard run that nonetheless was really important because it set up the Graham Mertz quarterback sneak. So they contributed. And that's something that was missing last year when Wisconsin played Minnesota in Minneapolis. Braylon had nothing left physically, nothing. For that matter, none of his teammates did either. They were on empty. This year, it might be a little bit different story, with or without Braylon Allen at 100%.
Final thought. I always wonder how much intangibles carry over year to year, but these guys have been reminded, and they have seen the video of the fans on the field in Minneapolis with jump around blaring in the stadium. I think it's fair to say that has gotten under their skin.
Yeah, that could be annoying, I know, for a lot of people. More so, though, than anything else in team with some of the players this week. If I didn't bring it up, they brought it up. That they just hate being in that Wisconsin locker room, the home locker room here, and walking past that empty trophy case where the axe usually is. Nobody ever gets used to that.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, we've talked about these trophy games. They all matter. None more than this one in the regular season, the Badgers and Minnesota. We'll take a break. Back to close out tonight's Jim Leonard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Oh. lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker, man.
844.
You've already met him.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's the Gophers 61. Back when they had ties, there were eight of them. That, folks, is a rivalry. Talk to you Saturday on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Jim Leonard Radio Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 26. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Lows around 32 tomorrow night. Sunny skies and calm Saturday with highs around 51. 39 chance for mixed precipitation Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki. Currently it's 40.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's